As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America this morning, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, November the 9th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name remains William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for each and every day. Joined as we are today by Sheriff Glenn Palmer and Kirk McKenzie, the Defend Rural America and Property Rights Coalition is being formed. You're not going to want to miss a moment of today's two-hour broadcast. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. We're all becoming a little vocal local this morning. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio, again, is the name of the game. And be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com. BecomeVocalLocal.com. We got Vocal Local in the background. BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014, and from around America and around the world, you can call us toll-free at 866-1065, 866-841-1065. We've got somebody grinding on their microphone in the background. Maybe Kirk, quit twisting that microphone dial. Anyway, you can also send in your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, as always, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout-out to Liberty Radio this morning out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 60, and TalkStream Live, all carrying the broadcast. We thank them for doing so. Our call-in number, again, remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. We're going to put the precious metals and market news on hold this morning to allow more time for our guests. We do have a very special guest with us this morning, Sheriff Glenn Palmer from Grant County, Oregon, folks. Grant County, Oregon. All right. Put that one up on your browser. Just type it in now. And, of course, returning guest with us this morning, Kirk McKenzie, DefendRuralAmerica.com, DefendRuralAmerica.com, the Klamath River Saga, and surroundings continue. But before we go into that, let me just give you a little bit of a background on the sheriff, our guest, Sheriff Glenn Palmer. You know, Grant County, Oregon is a very mountainous area, folks. I mean, it's up there. It's up there. I'm sure he's going to tell us a lot about it. But he has some very interesting things to say. And during the presentation on the DefendRuralAmerica.com homepage, you can just get on the homepage right now if you want, www.DefendRuralAmerica.com. You'll see the sheriff's panel where the sheriffs stand tall for the Constitution. You know, this is something that's relatively new, certainly in my life, but with Sheriff Mack making the circuit and getting out and about, he has nothing but good things to say about Glenn Palmer. I'm glad to have him on with us today. But one of the comments that he made at this sheriff's panel in Yreka, California, in support of this Klamath River travesty that we've been talking about, he had this to say. He said, if you people think that these are the only people that this dam removal is going to affect, you've got another thing coming. And so when we look at the Ozark Property Rights Congress and all the work that we do here in the southern tier of counties and across Missouri, out into Arkansas, northern Arkansas, northwestern Arkansas, we're reaching across state lines, we're reaching across traditional geopolitical boundaries, and we are bringing people together around the banner of truth and honesty, property rights as being the fundamental freedoms that define the United States of America from all others. When we come back from the break, we'll be joined by our special guests, and your calls will be welcome later in the broadcast.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Wednesday, November the 9th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And listeners, if you're not aware of our chat room, you can certainly go to becomevocallocal.com and jump into the chat room. And during the break, I've dropped in about five links, to some of the more important pieces of information that might be applicable to this morning's broadcast. Certainly the homepage for the Defend Rural America has now been posted in there. You'll be able to look at the some of the presentations that were made at the Wairika event, plus the new Battle to Defend Rural America, the Siskiyou County Story DVD that is out that Kirk McKenzie has produced. In addition to that, I've also dropped in the State of Oregon, their emergency management page as well. That probably will come up in this discussion. In addition to that, I put the Grant County, Oregon homepage, the government page, in there so that you can look around a little bit and find out some information yourself. Links there also to the sheriff's office if you want. And then in addition to that, I've dropped in a special page from the Forest Service, fed.us, recreation, that lists all of the different national forests and scenic areas in Oregon. We'll be talking about that area a little bit today. And then in addition to that, I've also dropped in, I think they pronounce it the Malheur, M-A-L-H-E-U-R, Malheur perhaps, National Forest page. And in that, you'll find the Access and Travel Management Update, July 2011, if you just scroll down a little bit. So you'll see that as well. But before we go any further, let's go in and introduce now our guest. We'll begin with Sheriff Glenn Palmer. Sheriff Palmer, if you would please perhaps you could just share a little bit about yourself as briefly as you care to make it, and why you find this information important, and what got you to come out, recognize the Constitution, recognize the importance of your oath, and step up to the plate, as they say.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you having me on the show, and thank Kirk McKenzie for helping get me on here to speak with you. And thank all the listeners that are out there listening this morning. And, you know, I really don't like to bring attention to myself about my biography, but if people want to look at what I've put on my biography at theoregonsheriffs.org, they can click on our county and read a little bit more detail, but just a kind of a real rough draft here. I was born and raised here in John Day, Oregon. Spent 4 years in the U.S. Air Force as a crash fire rescue specialist. Got out of the Air Force, came home, worked in the timber industry, worked on the ranch, had three or four little odds and end jobs. First time in my life I was ever unemployed. I walked through the courthouse, stuck my head in the door of the sheriff's office and said, hey, I'm fulfilling my requirement for unemployment, and if the employment office should check, I'm going to put you down for a job check. And sheriff came out of the back room and asked if I could actually work a shift in the jail that night.
Beautiful.
25 years later, I'm the sheriff of the county. In the meantime, between those 25 years, I started working in the jail. I was transferred to a patrol position, spent 5 years with the county, resigned that position, went to work for the city of John Day, served a little bit of time as senior patrolman, a little bit of time as acting chief. I'm going to back up just a little bit, and at the age of 16, I became a volunteer fireman here on the John Day Fire Department, and I went clear through the ranks of that organization, and I became the fire chief for about 6 or 7, 8 years, somewhere in there, and serving the community. And then when I got elected to be sheriff, it became too much to be the fire chief, so I resigned and stepped down from the fire department, and committing a little more time to what I'm doing now, and it's a very time-consuming and sometimes difficult job, and I've dedicated a lot of time and serving the community here in Grant County, and it's kind of gone hog wild, I guess, that we've done some things in other regions and across the state and across the Pacific Northwest and down into California, and I've been guest on several radio shows across the, there was another interview on another radio station out of Missouri as well as yours, and quite a few interviews with other media outlets, but it's, and I want to say what's really got me is we've gone kind of backwards, and it's kind of devastating to our community when we, when we're so timber dependent and dependent upon our public lands, and our county is comprised of roughly 65 to 68% national forest of the Malheur National Forest here in Grant County. And then you add another 15 or 20%, I'm kind of estimating here, when you end up with 70 or 75% of your county being regulated by a federal bureaucracy and an agency, it has a tendency to dictate which way your economy is going to go. And we've actually had, well, we've shared the highest unemployment with a couple of neighboring counties. And when you're spiking at 15, 16, 17% unemployment over months and months and months, we're seeing schools close. We're seeing consolidation with our schools. Schools asking the county to borrow money. We're asking, the cities are asking the county for money. There's not enough revenues. But if you came to Grant County and you looked at what we have alpine, subalpine, all the way down to sagebrush flats from 8,000 feet tall, Strawberry Mountain, down to the lowest elevation that's right around 1,500 feet in our county. And in between those areas, when you see so much waste of our natural resources in the timber, the stuff is tipping over and dying and rotting on the ground. There's no salvage. You have a forest fire. There's no salvage plan. They do prescribed burns. There's no salvage plan to take what merchantable timber or saw logs that would put people to work or put money back in our schools and our county. And passed through money back to our city, put people to work. To be honest with you, there's a lot more sex abuse, a lot more drug abuse, a lot more alcohol abuse, a lot more domestic violence. When I first got to be sheriff, the first 4 years, we had 15 shootings here. We have a population of roughly 7,000 people, 5,000 square miles.
And these aren't. If I can interrupt, these are not 5,000 regular, you know, square miles, folks. If you take a look at this thing, this area, you know, you are going to find some terrain here that's just unbelievable. I spent a little bit of time looking over the USGS topo maps, Sheriff, and I can tell you, you've got your work cut out for you. And in that particular region, you are so mineral rich, you are so timber rich, you are so ready to go that to have the the handcuffs, the shackles of control placed on you by the federal government and find your people there in that county and in that area handicapped to the point that they're unemployed, and then going down that moral cesspool that follows that period of unemployment. You know, this is a travesty, and it's not just to Grant County. There are counties all over America where we have been basically told by the Administrative Procedures Act, administrative law, which we've covered recently, Sheriff, that we are not going to be able to go in and be self-reliant people. We're not going to be able to dig our way or build our way out of this desperate financial system that our federal government has let us come into. So with that, we'll go into the break. We'll come back, introduce Kirk McKenzie. Stay tuned, folks.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And you know, one of the most stable stools a fella can sit on is a three-legged one. And I got three legs of this stool this morning. I want to go now, heard a little bit from our first guest, Sheriff Glenn Palmer, giving us some background information on his experience with Grant County and what brought him not only into the volunteer fire system, but as well as a first responder and as well as a fire chief, but also then ultimately into the law enforcement end of things, ultimately becoming the Grant County Sheriff. And now I want to say good morning to Kirk McKenzie, who is the founder of the Defend Rural America website, a DVD, The Battle to Defend Rural America, the Siskiyou County Story. You can find it all at defendruralamerica.com. Good morning, Kirk, and welcome back to Become Vocal Local.
Good morning, and thanks.
Well, maybe you could just start out a little bit, and because of the palette, I guess, or you could say the perspective that you've had being on the ground and in the area, maybe you could give us just a little bit why the ideas, why you thought we could include and ought to perhaps start even with Sheriff Glenn Palmer this morning.
Well, I've lived in urban areas most of my life, but in fact, my heart kind of belongs in the rural country. I was born in Idaho, and I've spent most of my enjoyable time in Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Oregon, Washington. And I had a fortuitous meeting with the Bacigalupi family who live in Siskiyou County, who invited me up to their ranch. And I brought the camera, and we ended up interviewing over 40 people. And I think like most people, had no idea what's going on up there. And as you start to peel back the story here, the layers of what's going on, it's just atrocious what's happening to the rural parts of our country. And when you think about it, you know, we tend to forget about it, but it's 95% of the land mass. It's the, you know, the people that are out there that are bringing us our food, our water, our energy. I mean, imagine what, you know, life would be without your energy. They bring us all of our building materials. And so what you realize is these people are under attack. And the result of these attacks is an increasing reduction of the amount of farmlands and ranches and so forth across our nation. And there seems to be a plan to do that en masse. I think it's an issue that all of America needs to know about. So I had an interest to try and do as much as I could to help the Siskiyou County get its message out. That led to the documentary film, which is available either on YouTube or you can watch it on my website, defendruralamerica.com, or purchase it on DVD. There's a link there to do that as well. And had the idea that to launch this documentary up in Siskiyou County in Yreka, California, which was done on October 22nd, and to have a sheriff's panel. And in talking this over with Sheriff Mack, he mentioned that you've got to have this guy, Sheriff Glenn Palmer, come to that event. You have to. He was one of the people in my first class, and he's a great constitutional sheriff. And so I immediately called. I think I got Glenn at home before he left for work. Amazingly, he took the call. We had a good conversation. And before the end of the day, he had committed to support this event because part of the whole concept here is we have to unify. And so we were pulling together organizations, and we're pulling together sheriffs, and we're pulling together all these entities to come work together to understand not only the Siskiyou County story, but the broader issue of what's happening in Defend Rural America.
Well, one of the things that we have working for us is this idea, this notion of coordination. And, you know, when we're dealing with globalists and international agencies and the United Nations, we're dealing with federal government. They use this idea of consensus building. They use this idea of regionalism. And unfortunately, they use it against us. Now, go back to 90 years ago and about 90% of the people lived outside of the urban areas. But when we went into World War One and Two, the shoe went the other way. People left the farms in droves, went through the Depression. They went to the cities to find employment. The factories for Boeing and everybody knows about Rosie the Riveter. They were waiting there, ready to go to the war effort. And so a lot of the people lost their cultural identity, their roots. But unfortunately for America, we lost a very large contingent of our breadbasket as they poured into the city. Today, as we find ourselves now importing more of our food than we export, it's time for us to rethink the think. And a lot of people, and especially in the baby boomers, are moving out of the cities back out into the country, and they're finding that it's a hospitable environment, and not because of the lions and the tigers and the bears, but they're finding it a hospitable environment because of all of the government rules, regulations, taxes, penalties, licenses, permits that have been imposed upon the people. And so, Glenn, this is really part of where I think that Sheriff Mack, I had the opportunity at the Ozark Property Rights Congress meeting to hear his presentation. And this is where Sheriff Mack is starting to sound the alarm and ring the bell that we need our sheriffs to realize, understand, as you so eloquently stated, that you are not a government employee, but that you are a public servant, and that you're in a situation where you're looking at bad government, bad choices, and bad decisions that have been made, and you have a duty and an obligation to keep people from your people in your constituents, the people of Grant County, from bad government. So maybe we could start with that. And I would like to go into some of the details, some of the things that you're dealing with right there on the ground as regards to the timber. You've mentioned that a little bit. It's appalling to me. I spent a lot of time in the Alpine Lakes Wilderness area and the Northern Cascades area. I'm very familiar with hiking, backpacking. I have lots of friends that were loggers that are now out of work because of the spotted owl. I've done a tremendous amount with the fishing. I love to fly fish and spin cast for steelhead and trout, salmon as well. So, you know, I've got a pretty fair background and understanding in this stuff. So as you go through it, maybe we could build a word picture so that, first of all, people really, we can come alive with Grant County and the things that you're facing. And then let's get into some of these rules and regulations that are making life impossible for you.
Okay. Well, to start off with, it was about a year ago. We go into our hunting seasons here about August and go through clear to March. There's some hunts that the Department of Fish and Wildlife issues tags that are agriculture hunts, and they extend the season. And to get back to our topic here, we've had a lot of road closures, and some of it was in the name of big game management. There are quite a few roads in our county, and to help the game have some chance of escapement and stop the road hunting and get people out of their vehicles and to get out and hunt, the Forest Service has closed a lot of roads. Well, if you look back over the last 25, 35 years, we've been noticing that there's been more and more barriers and barricades and gates put up on our forest, on our national forest roads. And I've actually had retired forest rangers come to me and tell me that the majority of these road closures are illegal. And
And let me jump in briefly. Let me jump in right there for the benefit of the audience, folks. What we're talking about here are logging roads. Am I correct? We're talking about roads that were cut in, landing zones, for bringing the logs down from the choker chains and things like that. And so all of the wilderness areas, all of the forested areas, are cut up with these gravel all season, kind of all weather roads. Some of them are in relatively tough shape. Some of them have been are almost grown over, actually. And what is happening is that the Forest Service is actually coming in. Sometimes they'll bring a backhoe. They'll dig a single ditch and then another ditch about 2-3 feet away so that you can't go across it with a four-wheel drive. They'll extend the ditch all the way across the entire road and out into the brush, so on either side. So going in with a four-wheeler, they pick it carefully. There's usually a big tree or something on either side, and it makes it impossible to go up. And what they're trying to say is that this is good for the wilderness, this is good for the environment, but what the sheriff is starting to intimate here, and I'm sure we'll get to, is that it makes it impossible for you to get up and respond to a fire if there's a fire, or if you have people that are like a downed climber you need to get to, you have to airlift them out. And so it becomes a real management nightmare. We've got a nice long segment right after this break. Do stay tuned.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back visiting with Sheriff Glenn Palmer from Grant County, Oregon. We're looking into some of the impacts of Agenda 21, some of the impacts of the National Environmental Policy Act, some of the problems that they're dealing with the motorized access into the Mahler National Forest, the Access and Travel Management Plan. And with that, let's go back to the sheriff and get some more of the details on the ground from somebody who really knows. Sheriff?
All righty. Thank you. One of the other things I want to touch on before I forget is that when this ranger came and talked to me, he shared with me that there was a slow implementation of these road closures. And you know what? It didn't affect everybody all at once. It was a slow, gradual taking and stopping the public from utilizing our public access. He also told me that there was no basis, no purpose, no reason, no legal authority, no there's no reason to close these roads other than to control the people. And if you try to shut down a city street or a state highway. You're not going to be able to do that unless there's a reason, like a car wreck or a fire hose across the road or a tree down or something, a rock slide or something to that effect. But just merely stopping people from traveling on these forest roads, in my opinion, is a violation of our constitutional rights. Some of the other things that's affecting us because of the unemployment, we are a timber-rich community. We have people going out and cutting trees. Some of them are already dead and down on the ground or dead and standing. They'll make fence stays for fencing material. They'll cut firewood. They've got a lot of the home mills where they can haul the logs in and saw them into boards and build shops and sheds and barns and carports and those kind of things. When these people are coming into town with either firewood or this fencing material, they started encountering Forest Service law enforcement. And during some of these stops, there was actually about 8 or 9 of them. And these people were getting guns pointed at them. And I started getting complaints about them. So I had a meeting with the Forest Service, and I pretty much told them this has got to stop. There is no reason to be pointing a gun at somebody on a mere traffic stop unless you have a basis or a purpose or a reason. That if somebody's using a level of force against you, but just a mere taking your gun out and pointing at somebody and jacking them up for no reason is unacceptable to me. And they don't have any business doing that. I don't have any business doing that. The typical public doesn't have any business pointing a gun at anybody unless they're defending themselves or somebody else. And these people have done nothing to bring this upon themselves.
So let me clarify one point for myself and perhaps for the audience, too. They might be asking the same question. You know, we all talk a lot about our right to travel. In the national forest, does a forest ranger have jurisdiction and authority to be able to do traffic stops, as you say? Or is that still the domain of the county sheriff?
You know what? I believe that's my duties and responsibility.
I think so, too.
Forest Service law enforcement came in to play here about the late 70s, and I was in high school, and I had no clue. You know, you just see, hey, there's more policemen, and the next thing you know, they're out here arresting people for policy and rule violations made right here at the local level, and they're using armed federal agents to enforce a policy or a rule or a regulation that's dictated right here at our local forest, just down the street from us. It's not designated by Congress. There's no law passed. It could be changed with a whip of a pen. And it's just unacceptable how we've fallen into this mindset that just because they got a gun and a badge that they have some authority.
Well, let's put this in another perspective as well, too, and that is that Smokey the Bear, folks, carries a shovel, and he works in the forest. But as the sheriff has mentioned, there was a transition a few years back where Smokey the Bear no longer bothers to carry a shovel, but he does start to carry a 9 Mickey Mouse on his waist, and they're not averse to pulling it on in an individual. And I think that there is a very serious question as to whether or not they have the jurisdiction and the authority to do that. But we'd have to go in and very carefully study all the rules and all the regulations, everything that falls under the Code of Federal Regulations, and find out whether they do or whether they do not. And if they do not, then I think you would be well within your scope, Sheriff, to drop the hammer on that bad boy business and maybe get them to get these misbehaving federals to pay attention. In regards to the ponderosa pine, folks, we're not talking about a bunch of scrub brush growing up here, okay? These ponderosa pine are huge trees, the yellow pine, the larch, the balsam, the Doug fir, not as many Doug fir as there at one time was, but nevertheless, these are valuable trees. These are valuable timber. And as the sheriff said, you can take a saw miser, or I think a wood miser sawmill, and you can actually buck this stuff right up into 1x8s, 1x10s, 1x12s, and make planks and boards and 2x4s and build cabins and build sheds and shops. And that's one of the things that is also being taken away as an opportunity for a man to actually put his hands onto a natural resource and create true wealth. But do continue, please.
You know, to get back on the timber issue, we have such an overburden of fuels on our forest floors that it when a fire goes through here, they're catastrophic. They're huge. They're a violent reaction when you get heat, fuel, and oxygen together. You have a massive fire, and it kills the trees. And if you don't get to these trees within a timely fashion, they devalue rather quickly. And what we've seen here is the environmental community has started to tie these up in federal court or litigate them. And then once they've lost their value and they've stained or they've blued and the bugs get into them and the woodpeckers cause some damage on them, the next thing you know, they tip over on the ground and they're there to rot. And kind of lost my train of thought here. But
well, let me jump back in because there's another section of this, and it would be something that would probably really be good for you to have in your office, and that is Agenda 21, the Earth Summit Agenda 21. It's a big orange book. I have it in front of me opened up. But it also has a non-legally binding authoritative statement of principles for a global consensus on the management of and conservation and sustainable development of all types of forests. And in this section, the final section of Agenda 21, the forest principles, it walks through and provides a lot of very logical things that you would use to manage forests. But unfortunately, the Forest Service and the United Nations reserves this direction for southern hemispheres, and they use it as a weapon against the northern hemisphere, against the developed places, and they're certainly using it against you. So with the National Environmental Policy Act and the Protection Act and the Agenda 21 together, I think you could craft some very convincing arguments that the Forest Service is not fulfilling their stated goals in Agenda 21, even though I'm an advocate for the abolition of Agenda 21 and wiping it out completely, but they are violating their own principles. And when they trip up on that, Sheriff, through administrative law, we might be able to have a window of opportunity to actually block them in some of the things that they're doing. I think that clear-cutting in a checkerboard pattern can work very well with a reforestation plan behind it. I've seen it from 7,000 and 8,000 feet looking down on it, and I can see the forest growing back in all the right places. I think that we need to have more people at work in clearing and thinning, and you're absolutely right. Folks, if you let the bottom understory of these forests load up with all the stuff that falls out, all the branches and things like that, anybody that's ever lived up in that area could assert this as well. But if you don't manage the land, you are setting yourself up for a disaster.
Yeah. You know, Mr. Roberts, one other thing that where I lost my train of thought there. During one of these big fires we had, some of the safety stuff that they do is they'll go down a main road and they call it snagging a road. And what they'll do is they'll go down and cut all the dead trees or all the fire trees that have been burnt, and just to keep them from tipping over and hitting somebody. And what they do with these is they deck them. And with the intentions of some of the loggers and some of the contractors that are doing the falling, and sometimes just for a matter of a place to put them, they'll deck them.
Mm-hmm.
And when they deck logs, typically the loggers back when they logged here, they would bring the logs up to a landing and they'd pile them in a huge pile like you're stacking toothpicks. They received a complaint from, and I'm going to say it's the environmental community because I can't see it coming from anybody else, but when they saw these log decks, they filed a complaint, and the Forest Service made the contractor go back and scatter these out amongst the forest.
Yes.
And they laid there and rotted and went to waste. Mm-hmm. And when I see that kind of stuff going on with something that would help our economy, help our cities, help our county, help our state, and help our federal government stay out of debt, It doesn't set well with me. And it's waste, it's fraud, and it's abuse, and it's got to stop.
And I think there are ways. Now, you have this management plan. The update was July. I think I'm confident that the comment period is all gone. Have they issued a final statement on that? And you'll have to hold it till after the break. We can come back and discuss the management plan a little bit further. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. Our guests, Glenn Palmer and Kirk McKenzie.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
I'm really pleased to have Hal Anthony, the host of Behind the Woodshed, on the in the background here on Skype, sending me some information. And he's absolutely right. He says here, he says, highways are dedicated public domain, not under Forest Service and not Forest Service systems land, and that NEPA requires consistency with the needs of the human environment, and federal agencies ignore this requirement. Back in 1891, the Forest Reserve Act, this is from Wayne Hage's excellent book, Storm Over the Rangelands, Private Rights and Federal Lands. He says this, in 1891, the Forest Reserve Act created chaos and confusion throughout the West as Northeastern interests began to realize how powerful a tool had been placed in their hands by the addition of Section 24 and the repeal of the preemption laws in Section 2. The best of the West resource base was rapidly locked away from Westerners. As one reserve after another was proclaimed by Presidents Harrison and Cleveland, Northeastern interests attacked the claims of stockmen in the most bitter manner. Watershed protection was used to take the best hydroelectric sites out of the hands of Westerners, most of which sites were later developed by and for the benefit of the Northeastern interests. Timber protection fulfilled the purpose of preventing cheap competition for the Northeastern timber barons. The best mineral lands were in the mountains of the West, and in much of Section 24 said the forests reserve lands did not have to be covered with forests. The best mineral lands were also in danger of being permanently locked away from Westerners. And Sheriff, this has just been an ongoing onslaught, and you find yourself right in this buzzsaw. It's going to take everything you got, but realize that that as this word gets out and it spreads out, the Ozark Property Rights Congress is now aware of this issue and your plight there in Grant County. We hope to be able to bring a lot of attention to bear on this issue. But please, just carry on anywhere that you want, because there's still a long ways to go on this story.
Okay. Well, I want the listeners to also realize that we are a cattle-rich community, and we have historic mining, which people still have private property rights as miners. Over this last year, I guess when I jumped into going after the Forest Service or standing up for my constituents, I received a couple of complaints from folks in the mining industry, and they're just people that are just recreational miners. There's nobody out there with huge conveyors, and you see these big pit mines and strip mines, so there's very little to no environmental damage. In fact, it actually probably helps the salmon by loosening up the gravel in the bottoms of the streams and giving them the ability to spawn a little easier. But anyways, we had a retired Forest Service employee that had a cabin on the National Forest lands, and the cabin was purchased, which gives him a private property right. He holds the title or a deed to this. He got vocal with the Forest Service over the travel management plan. He stood up and said what he believes is right and what's wrong. Well, the Forest Service opened up his mining file, and they went back 26 years and found a break in the paperwork. So they served an eviction notice.
Yes.
And I got wind of this, and it actually aggravated me. And it takes quite a bit to wind me up. But I sat down with the gentleman, and I ended up crafting a letter to the Forest Service, and I told them that you're not going to go back 26 years and evict this man. There's a timeliness. There's a process. One of the things the Forest Service failed to do is post the cabin. Secondly, they failed to notify our county assessor to stop assessing taxes because they have taken the cabin back. So they were out of line logistically, that they were in no position to take or seize this man's property without either due compensation or due process. I pretty much told them, if I catch any of the Forest Service employees breaking windows or tearing the doors off, and that's what they'll do, and they'll let it go back to the bugs and the birds and the pack rats. If I catch any of them do it, they will go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let me catch you breaking into this man's cabin. Well, so far, his eviction notice was the end of September this year, and to this date, he still has possession of the cabin.
Excellent.
Another issue was, I'm going to talk rather quick here. We had a mining claim over here on the Middle Fork of the John Deere River, and it's a very rich salmon stream. And this gentleman, back in the 30s or 40s, they run a dredge through here, and they've got a lot of tailing piles, and all they are basically are just piles of rock. They run the gold through this dredge, and it kicked out the tailing piles, and a lot of times they just went after the big gold. They didn't mess with the flakes and the grains and the little tiny stuff that now we have the science and technology that we can go after that, and it's at $1,800 an ounce. It's very lucrative, and there's a lot more mining activity here than what we've seen. And what they did was, in the name of salmon habitat and stream restoration, they went in and they had a section of the Middle Fork of the John Deere River that was rather straight. It was wide. The river was shallow. It heated the water rather quickly. It wasn't good for fish or for the environment. And what they did was they went on to this gentleman's mining claim, and they did an environmental assessment, and they even wrote about it, that they knew they had an active mining claim that is filed with our county clerk and with the state of Oregon. They went into his mining claim, and he's estimating 66,000 cubic yards of material that they took and filled in the current channel where the river was, and they put it back in the channel where it was meandering, and it winds like a snake, and it slows it down, and it's deeper. And they put logs and rocks and other stuff in there for the fish habitat that will help the fish. Well, when you take something like this from somebody that has a private property right, in my job, we call it theft.
Exactly.
And it's theft of mineral. They have no right, and they bragged about it in their emails back and forth amongst each other, and then they disclose this through a FOIA. And they're laughing about it, and they're making a joke of this. And they committed a crime.
Heinous crime.
When you go to a local district attorney, or you go to a prosecutor, or you go to a federal investigator, we're not going to get anywhere with this. We just need to expose it, bring it out, bring this stuff to light, and I need to put a stop to it. And if I catch them, if all I do is arrest them, it hopefully will either embarrass the hell out of them, or it'll get them to stop doing what they're doing. And the more and more we expose this, we'll put a stop to it.
Well, there's a couple of different avenues of approach. One of the things that ultimately I think is what Wayne Hage was successful in, and I can't speak as well for him and his story as Fred Kelly Grant and Wayne's own family, but if my memory serves me right, they finally took their issue to before the U.S. Court of Claims, and I may not even have the name of the court proper, but I think it's the U.S. Court of Claims, and there they were able to bring these issues forward. And so some of the problem that we have to deal with here, Sheriff, is that we have to go through on our time, on our dime, and find all of the places that they have hidden, that the brush that they've piled over their path, so that we make it's difficult to follow them. But if we track them all the way back up, right back to Washington, D.C., and on into the United Nations and into the international community, we can find the way out of no way. And that's exactly, you know, really what needs to happen. Now, in your position, absolutely, you know, if they violate due process and if they're actually involved in an unlawful taking, and there's lots written on that, I think you're well within your realm to come in and interdict on behalf of the individuals that are being harmed by that. If you could perhaps, I don't know if there's any way on your webpage, start to bring out some of this so that when people go up to Grant County, and I'll just mention it again, you can go, folks, to GCOregonLive2.com. It's GCOregonLive2.com. That's Grant County, Oregon, Live2.com. You'll find a web page on there. But if there could be some place, a corner there that would help us to go in, and when you have something new coming up, maybe we can put it in our RSS feeds, our news feeds, and stay on top of this. We may be able to help you. There are a lot of people out in the legal research community that maybe have already covered this ground and would be able to provide you with some tips and tactics that you can use to combat this unlawful intrusion into the private property rights of the people that live in Grant County. But that's really encouraging, and it's not at all unusual. There's a lot of pressure to try and drive people out of the mountains, and again, Agenda 21 is replete. There's 40 chapters in this book, folks, and I've gone through it, and we can find Grant County issues in almost all 40 of these chapters.
Yeah. Can I interject something here?
Certainly.
And I'm not trying to rub your nose in this, but you're missing a big piece of this.
Go for it.
Not only is it very expensive for the people that want to defend themselves or stop the abuse, we're paying the Forest Service to do this to us. They're doing it at our dime. They're screwing us at our dime.
Yes.
And we're paying them to do this to us. And there's a lot of people out here with their head in the sand. There's a lot of people that don't have a clue as to what's going on out here. A lot of people think we've done nothing but raped our forest and clear cut it and strip mined it, and it's not true.
Okay, hold it right there, Glenn. We're going to the top of the hour break, folks. We'll be right back in just 2 minutes.
That the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants, from hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with the breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak
TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, November the 9th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Joined today as we are with two guests. Got Sheriff Glenn Palmer from Grant County, Oregon, and a lot of very interesting things to say about Agenda 21 and other issues. And, of course, in the background, in the wings, Kirk McKenzie of DefendRuralAmerica.com, DefendRuralAmerica.com. Now, as we're going into the break, I was given the opportunity to go behind the woodshed and get schooled a little bit here in the Internet homeschool classroom, Become Vocal Local. The sheriff's going to tell us a little bit more about one of the aspects that I was not mentioning. Go ahead, Sheriff.
Are we back with me?
Yes, we are.
Okay, alrighty. You know, the other thing that our county is, we're cattle rich as well. We used to be. Some of the things that we've seen coming up are some of the local ranchers and cowboys losing their grazing permits, and they're managing our forest in the federal courtrooms. And I don't think that we have any business having a judge dictate. The Forest Service has a job to do. They should be dealing with this stuff out here on the ground, but the environmental community has somehow got the ear of the Forest Service, and what they've done is they've taken a lot of the cattle off of our national forest, and they get it into the courtroom and they tie it up. It's very expensive to litigate these, and nobody wins. They've been successful in getting a lot of these people with generational grazing permits that have gone back well over 100 years and stripped these cows off the national forest. The other issue is the travel management plan. I don't agree with it. I don't think a lot of people. I know when we had a meeting here in John Day, we had probably a room of 300 or 400 people full. I would be rather accurate to say there was probably 8 or 9 people out of all of those that wanted to shove this down the throat of the Forest Service or down the throat of those that depend and rely on our public lands. And when you have such a small minority dictating to the rest of us whether we're going to survive or not, it's not right. I don't agree with the travel management plan, and I will do whatever I can to make sure that it's not implemented.
Did you, Sheriff, during that meeting when you had all the people there and you had just an overwhelming opposition to the travel management plan, did you happen to notice that the people that were in favor of it perhaps were not from the area, perhaps people that you didn't know personally when the meeting began?
You know what, I think there was a couple people that I didn't recognize, but the majority of them, 5 or 6 of them, they're very vocal here. There's the ones throwing a monkey wrench in the logging operations, the cattle industry, the mining industry. Some of them are Forest Service employees themselves, the way they conducted the meeting. It was a public meeting, but they didn't allow people to come there and comment. When the meeting was over, they broke it up into small groups, and they conquered and divided. They divided us up. They've intentionally done this. And you know what? Between what I've talked about this morning, between the timber, the cattle, the mining, the travel management plan, it doesn't have anything to do with our forest. It has to do with control of people.
Yes,
and it has to do with the survival of the human. And we don't have resource damage out here. We have a couple areas that we could probably mellow out a little bit on the four-wheel drives and the ATVs. But when they want to shut you down to a smaller geographical area, I can tell you as a human being, and I don't have any degree or any kind of a business management on public lands or anything, but when you put 100 ATVs or motorcycles in, or Jeeps and four-wheel drives into a two-square mile, you're going to have a mud pit. You're going to have it so tore up. But if you disperse those people and allow them to continue to run these roads, if they're dispersed, it's not going to have the environmental damage in you. And then what they're going to do is say, oh, now
exactly,
we're
exactly. And hold it right there. We're going to go into the break. We'll be right back with Glenn Palmer. Your calls are welcome.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, we're back on our Wednesday, November the 9th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now in the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, we're visiting with Sheriff Glenn Palmer and Kirk McKenzie of DefendRuralAmerica.com. We've got a phone board building up here. If you'd like to call in, you're certainly welcome to do so this morning and talk with either Glenn or Kirk or myself. Ask your questions and comments. You can call in at area code 866-841-1065. From around America and around the world. Let's go to our first caller, David in Idaho, and say good morning, David.
Good morning. Very important discussion today, and very noble sheriff for standing up, and I applaud him. That's what we were missing here in Idaho in 93 through 97. About then is when the travel plan was implemented here in Idaho, and we lost many roads. A cat would go to the end of the road, drop its tines down, and drive to the house, to the out end of the road where the main road was, and again put a big ditch at the end of the road. And these were logging roads with bases where big trucks could get into, and, you know, we really miss them. Now you hear crickets chirping, and that's it. There's no economic activity. The recreation is gone. They promised us recreation, and that didn't happen. The logging mills are closed. We import logs now from Russia.
Yeah, Canada and Mexico.
And Canada and Mexico, exactly right. Well, you're right,
hey, David.
You know, go ahead.
Favor?
Go ahead, Glenn.
David, could you do me a favor? This is Sheriff Palmer. Could you come get your wolves?
Oh, are they heading down there?
Yeah, they're here. you let the wolves
I'm
out.
Sorry.
You can come get them.
I'm so sorry.
If this isn't another asinine government-sanctioned bunch of crap, it's going to kill our community. It's just it has nothing to do with wildlife. It's going to decimate our community. It's going to kill our wildlife, and it's going to kill our cattle. It's going to screw us. And it's done to you and Wyoming and Montana. And
one more thing that's happening here is now people are interacting with the wolves and interacting with the bears. And they're calling on people to back off. They're telling people to go in with bear spray and, you know, don't confront the animals and back off, and you're in the bear's territory. So now the bear has right away. You have food on your porch no longer. You have dogs outside no longer. You have all these rights to survive and feed your family getting taken away by these rules, and they're implementing them bit by bit by bit. But I think you're about 10 years behind us there, so the wolves should be there.
They're here. We actually had one track through here from the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife about a week ago. And, in fact, at 10 o'clock this morning, I've got a county court meeting. We actually put into effect an ordinance in 2003 that make this pretty much a wolf-free zone. So I'm going to go visit with our county court, and I told them I intend to enforce this ordinance fully to the extent. I'll try and work with ODF&W, give them a chance to come get them, take the wolves back to Idaho, where they're coming from. And I'm kind of joking there with you. But give them an opportunity to take them somewhere else and do something. If not, I plan on taking other means to keep them out of our county. I don't know where our county court's going to go, but they generated an ordinance back in 2003, and it's my job to enforce it.
Our deer and our elk are decimated, and that's why they're coming there, is to get some food.
Yeah. I did a little bit of hunting out of Horseshoe Bend, and the elk herds, they're gone. I mean, you go over there and you used to see several hundred elk on the winter ranges. You're lucky if you see 20 or 30 elk now. And they're constantly being chased day and night by wolves. And it's hard to throw a hunting season in there with, you know, and the businesses thrive on our hunting seasons. You know, I didn't mean to jump into the wolf issue, but, you know, the travel management plan, there's absolutely no reason for it. We don't have the resource damage here. It's turning it back to a natural state, get the people off the land, and it's wrong. Those roads were built with taxpayer money. And the other thing that we saw here on the timber side of it was that some of that money we received from timber receipts was given back to the federal government to plant trees for future logging that now we're being prohibited from accessing and cutting. And one thing, we own those trees. They belong to either the counties or the schools or the roads. And if they're not going to let us go cut those trees that we spent money on to plant them, then I think we've got damages for not being allowed to go cut those trees and put them back into our community. And whether it's through pass-through money or the road department or money for our government to help run it, you know, when you get a tree that's worth $3,000 or $4,000 and you put 20 of them on a log truck, one log truck load of these logs that are down on the ground, they're going to waste, one load would pay for a deputy in my office.
Exactly. And this is
absolutely asinine. What we're doing, it's a travesty that we're killing ourselves, and people don't have a clue. And that's why I've kind of got on the bandwagon and said, we've got to put a stop to this. And I'm unfortunately, I'm in a position, you know, I'm not a radical or a violent or a grab your guns and come help us. It's, you know what, we've got to educate the people. Read your constitution. Become familiar with what's going on. The other thing that I see here at the local level, there is nobody here in a management position that was born or raised here, and they've got these people that come in here and they manage our forest, and they don't have a care for our community. When I was growing up, they had people out here for a long, long time. There was a lot of people on the fire departments. There were people volunteer for EMTs. We're all volunteer ambulance then. They were on our school boards. They were on our city councils. They were, and now they're prohibited from being involved in that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
And it's killing our livelihood. It's killing us.
Absolutely. And David, any final comment? We've got another caller on the line.
I'm just really thankful for the sheriff's outspokenness. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks a lot for calling in, David. And let's go on now to, jump over here, go there, and say good morning to caller from the 541, Tressa.
Hello, good morning, boys. It's good to talk to you. I hope everybody has their pencil out. Sheriff, did you just have a recent City of John Day Development Code suggested to you through John Walsh?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, well, you have to check. You need to go to democracyagainsttheunagenda21.com and listen to Corey, Rosa Corey, and she talks about ICLEI and Agenda 21, and what it does is they're implementing new codes to put us into sustainable developments. And if you're in a depressed area, they'll call you a blight zone, which puts you into redevelopment. Okay, and it takes all your rights away. You have no private rights. And this is what they're trying to implement in Myrtle Point. And I've been studying for 3 weeks trying to figure out what's going on here. I've connected a few dots. Scott Siegel is part of the Siegel Planning Commission. And then there's this guy named David Siegel, who is the FAICP. If you just Google him in, he was the president of the American Planning Association.
Right.
And he was on the board of directors for 12 years. And this was implemented so that, and the government gave him $1 million to implement this plan across the United States. It's called Sustainable Development.
Well, one thing, Tressa, that you can find on the webpage for Grant County, OregonLive2.com, it's GCOregonLive2.com. On the homepage, and I had that pulled up for us. We'll pick it up right on the other side, kind of just leave that one hanging. Stay with us, Tressa. We're right up against the break, and then we'll go into what you can find on the homepage there. Stay tuned, folks.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything. and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And we're back, and the telephone light is lit. It is 866-841-1065. You'd like to call in from around America and around the world. It's toll-free, 866-841. And you can join the discussion as we're going into the break. Kind of had to leave it right in the middle of a sentence. But the off of the Grant County website on the homepage, you can see, and again, this is gcoregonlive2.com. Down here on the homepage, it says the 2009 Land Development Code. The latest Grant County Land Development Code is now published and available online from the Planning Commission's download page in an MS Word format. They talk about building permits and inspections. To schedule inspections, the Mid-Columbia Council of Government. Now, this is, we talk about this a lot, the regional councils of government. These are extra-constitutional, extra-governmental agencies that are created. And many of these are basically the hotbed for the change agents, the University Extension Council. This brings in a lot of the green agenda comes in through this portal as well. And so many of these people are planners, land use planners, etc. And yes, when you look at a countywide system, you've got a countywide comprehensive plan, and they come together not only with planning but also zoning ideas and how they would like to see development over the long term. And if they actually come in, Glenn, and simply say that, well, in this area we want to emphasize this, in this area we want to emphasize that, and you have non-conforming uses in there, it can greatly compromise the individuals that live there, the residents' ability to use their properties. And in effect, they can be zoned into a taking. They can be zoned out of existence. But it's quite a complex thing, and I appreciate you bringing it to our attention, Tressa.
Yes, I'd like to add one more thing. And the reason they need this code implemented is because they need to make it legal. Okay? What you have now is lawful.
Exactly.
They want to make it legal.
Absolutely.
That means you have no property rights. Zero. I'm in a zone that they're going to take me away if it burns down. I'm gone.
Well, you're not alone.
We're
dealing with it all across America, Tressa. I appreciate your calling and sharing that with us this morning. And let's go and get any thoughts from Kirk McKenzie. Kirk, do you have any comments on this issue?
Well, the only comment I have is, actually it's more of a question. I know Rosa, and I've been to her presentations. I know she's written an excellent book. It seems to me that when you get around to the idea of blight and redevelopment, that seems to me to be the kind of tactics that are going on in the cities and the rural and the urban areas. I didn't realize if that's actually being used in the rural communities. It seems to me that those are more water rights and those kind of other kinds of attacks, not particularly blight and redevelopment.
Well, let me share with you a little bit of experience. I lived for about 14 years in a two-room log cabin. I got my water from off the one side of a barn that I had there, drank rainwater, and didn't have a septic or anything like that. And basically, that whole setup that was, you know, providing me a place to live very economically and enjoyably. I had my gardens, my hens, and everything else on about a 40-acre parcel. All of that was basically a no-go as far as land use planning and codes and things like that are concerned. So when you have the codes, it's like Glenn mentioned his acquaintance with the fellow with the cabin.
These cabins don't line up with code. They're not built to code. They won't withstand any kind of an inspection. And so the term blight or an eyesore can come in. A health hazard can come in. A fire hazard can come in. You've got the International Property Maintenance Code, and they can apply that against it countywide. So there are many tools that the land use planners have developed to work to basically turn us or transition us away from the land and into sustainable communities. And so whether that would be right there in Canyon City, or whether that would be in any other town in Grant County, they would want people to come out of the woods, out of the forest, down off the land, away from the water, and basically become, you know, inhabitants in a stack 'em and tap 'em type of a community. How does that line up with your understanding, Glenn?
You know what? I agree with you. I think we're seeing all this environmental debris that it's not about the environment. It's more of a people control issue, and I don't doubt what you have to say. I agree with you.
Kirk?
Well, I think that I think a general plan and blight and redevelopment are different things, but in case I don't want to belabor the point, I do believe the general plans are part of the problem, and they're all part of this whole system of, you know, taking decision-making away from the people and their elected governments and moving over into these different kinds of entities, whether they're called PPOs or NGOs or, you know, regional groups, whatever their names are. In communist China, I mean, in communist Russia, they were called Soviets. That's where the word Soviet Union comes from. So they're essentially moving all of the decision-making away from constitutional government in different forms, and general planning is part of that. I mean, if you believe in personal property rights, private property rights, why does anybody do planning other than the people who own it, right?
So. Well, you know, you can always make the argument that, you know, the farmer's boot heel is the best fertilizer, and that the farmers are the most ardent conservationists that are out there. And in Grant County, we'd also have to include the loggers and the miners as well. Everybody works together in this system. We become self-reliant the closer we get to the earth. And, you know, Glenn, one of the things that you were talking about with the travel management plan and the use of four-wheelers and like dirt bikes and things like that, some counties have actually found a place. Sometimes it's an old gravel pit or something like that. And they'll actually flood and dampen an area just so that the guys can go in and do their mud buggies and have a blast doing that. It sells a lot of gasoline. It sells a lot of tires. It sells a lot of front end parts and brake parts and everything else. And it's kind of just something that, you know, I got a four-wheel drive truck sitting right out front here. It's just kind of something you do in the country. You enjoy doing it. So there is that aspect. And as you said, though, when you start to restrict the access, they're going to go someplace because they don't stop. They want to enjoy this. They've spent thousands and thousands, many thousands of dollars on this equipment. Anybody that's ever gone out and priced a big four-wheeler, you know those aren't cheap. They're into the thousands, just each of them. So it's great for business. It's good for management. They sell a lot of hot dogs, weenies, and six-packs of beer. And it gives the guys something to do besides chasing dope and getting in trouble. Glenn?
I agree with you, William. You know, where does it stop? Where does the out of controlness come to an end in this? And if you look at our travel management plan that the Forest Service is proposing, they're going under the premise or the auspice that the reason we're implementing this is because there's been an uprise in the sale of ATVs and off-road vehicles. But yet they can't justify this because there's no resource damage. So you've got to look somewhere else is why are they implementing a travel management plan that is so restrictive? They don't want you setting your camper more than 15 or 20 feet or 30 feet. I don't know what the rule says. I get so sick and tired of reading it that it's so asinine and so far-fetched. And why they're trying to do this, I have a hard time sitting down and opening this thing. And the other thing that really bothers me is when they use the Commerce Clause as a legal justification to support their travel management plan. People, the Constitution does not empower the federal government. It restricts them, it limits them, and it prohibits them from screwing with us.
Absolutely, and the state constitution is just...
the state constitution, and you brought this up at the panel, the state constitution is one of the most overlooked of all. And I think, folks, we need to add to our libraries not just the federal constitution. We also need to read our state constitutions, because if there isn't a statute that is passed, there can be no law. And what we're dealing with largely, and we've talked about it a lot on this broadcast, Sheriff, is legal positivism. Whatever the print says has the force and effect of law. But we know better than that, and we're starting to crack that that monolith, and we'll bring that whole tower down. But as far as your question, where does this end? It doesn't end. It ends in absolute abject poverty and tyranny. It develops down into a new feudalism. And we, the serfs, need to stand up, and we need to stand up now. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so as listeners to Become Vocal Local are well aware, you know, on this broadcast we have a tendency not to focus our attention entirely upon the symptoms and raise it up to the level of a social science called victimology, and we don't go down the road with victims all the time, bringing that up to victimology. Kind of like to be wise physicians and go right after the disease. We need to excise it. Kirk, your thought along those lines?
Yeah, well, I think the question was, you know, when does this ever stop? And I think that's an excellent question. And the answer basically is it's going to continue until people realize what the bigger picture is I think people have to make some hops in their thinking first to realize that what's happening in Siskiyou County or Oregon or Montana, Idaho, whatever else, they're happening across the nation. In fact, if you dial into international news, they're happening, same things are happening across the world, because you have to realize it's coming from a central source. Then you have to come to the realization the central source is a group of international banking families who have a radical different vision of the world. And then you have to come to the realization that the control of the monetary systems around the world is what gives them their power. And then once you understand that, then you have to start thinking strategically. What is the strategy that we're going to do to get this? And then eventually, what are the tactics? And so if people go to defendruralamerica.com and you watch the event and you watch the sheriff's panel, below that I have a four-point plan which says here's how you have to take the country back. But we are continually going to be in the defensive if we continue to think these individual battles are separate, isolated incidents. They're not. We have to realize there's generals behind the scenes or the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain pulling the levers. And until we realize that and have an effective plan to go after those guys, we're going to eventually lose because they will not give up.
Well, for a public servant to adversely affect the property owner in Oregon, I believe, is a felony, and there's lots to it, but it's theft by extortion. It's 164.075 in the statute, section H, I, 2, et cetera. So this is where we absolutely have to look to our sheriffs to stand in the gap as we begin to understand who we are and whose we are, and work our way towards bringing down this stranglehold that the international bankers have on us. But Sheriff, please continue.
Okay. Boy, we've covered so much.
Yes.
You know, I've got to say that to the listeners, it's very important that you schedule a meeting with your sheriff. Go in and sit down with them, shake hands with them, introduce yourself, and ask them where they stand with this. Where do they stand with their oath of office? Where do they stand with standing up? I don't want to push any radicalism. I don't want to push any anti-government agenda. I don't want to push a militant mentality. But we've got to get the local control back in control. And we've got to get our county courts, our board of commissioners, our board of supervisors, our sheriffs, and our other elected officials on board with this thing, and we need to put a stop to it. Our county court system here in Oregon has more of a say in what goes on this national forest than what people think, and that's through the coordination process. But how do you get those people to do that when they've got their hand out and they're taking federal money and they're taking payments in lieu of taxes? They're taking secure rural school money, and it's basically federalized welfare. And we're waiting, and we're waiting, and they keep handing this money out, and yet people are moving away from our communities. Our schools are closing. Our infrastructure sucks. We're dying on the vine. And we've got to get people in public office or encourage the citizens to go talk to those people that are in place and tell them, you know, this isn't some kind of a radical movement or some kind of a militant activity. It's written down, and it's got to come to a stop. We've got to stand up for the people that have put us in public office, and I don't know how else to plead to people that we've got to put a stop to this.
Well, what I use here is this concept of becoming vocal local. I mean, you can get a bullhorn and you can march up and down on the sidewalk and you can have your placards and you can shake your fist, and boy, we went all through that in the 60s and the 70s, and they're still doing it today. But if we can understand that there's a much different place to be, if we can go inside and actually take a seat, get a seat at the table, and talk to the decision makers or become those decision makers, then we're in a position where our founders had in mind in this idea of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. We've completely sawn ourselves off at the ankles, Sheriff, when we fail to understand representation accurately. And we don't have a system of representation any longer. All of these groups that have come in, those that attended your forest management plan meeting, the NGOs, the actors, the stakeholders, they're all in there, and they're tireless, and they're highly funded. George Soros, Maurice Strong, and the big guys, the big new Brzezinski, they pull the wire pullers, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and many other groups are financing this stuff. You've got World Wildlife Federation, the Sierra Club, and what do we got? We got a couple of guys with a bullhorn standing on the street corner, and that, folks, is not going to cut it. And whether you're in small town America, whether you're in a small rural county with a limited population, or whether you're in the major metropolitan areas or in these metropolitan statistical areas, my process works exactly the same. You've got to find out where the decisions are being made, and we need to go in, and we need to be well prepared, have the facts in hand, have the law. Show me the law, show me your facts, show me your evidence, bring it all. We're not there to argue. We're there for an evidentiary hearing, if you will. We want to demonstrate, we want to show that we have the evidence to back up what we're saying, and that they have been dialogued into a consensus. And when the meeting was broken up at the Forest Service, and I was schooled by the Forest Service in this, it went into what they call a consensus meeting, and a group of people are called together from the area. They come in, they sit around tables, there's little flip charts, they salt the room with their own Forest Service employees and other people that are on the side of the planning agenda, and then they use those people in on all of those tables to bring up the talking points. And whenever an Agenda 21 or a sustainable development talking point is advanced, they write that on the flip chart. But when somebody stands up and say, hey, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore, they don't write that down, or they'll ridicule that individual or shame them into silence. And so we have to be as wise as serpents here, and you're absolutely right. There's no reason to be other than philosophically radical, where freedom is popular. That's a pretty novel thought these days. But other than that, there's no reason to be abusive in our language and our behavior, etc., because it only works against us. We need to get on the radio stations. We need to get friends with the editors of the local newspapers. We need to have people that go and attend all of the all of these Soviets, as Kirk mentioned, all these unelected boards and councils, so that we can begin to speak truth to power, weave all of these things together, connect the dots, and then stand behind the sheriff, because the sheriff can actually come out and say, not no, but hell no, this far and no further. And we're proud of you for doing that.
Well, thank you, William. I'm going to throw just a little bit more onto that, and it's hard for me to comprehend that we have such a resource-dependent community, and when you don't see city councilmen and school board members and hospital board members and those people that are in other elected positions, they don't get vocal, they don't get involved, but yet at the end of the month they're standing there with their hand out taking a paycheck. Mm-hmm. And these folks, you need to get involved. You've got to help us out. It's to our own benefit and our own good to keep our customs, our culture, and our heritage alive. Get into your Constitution. Read your Constitution. It's not that hard of a document to understand. It's there for us. It's not there for the government. It limits and restricts the government. And they are only entitled to a very little, small portion of what they are in control of right now. And somehow we've got to flip that table back around and tell them we're not going to take it anymore.
It's absolutely a usurpation of powers. Let's go out to Oklahoma and say good morning to our caller, Richard. Morning, Richard.
Hey, guys. Hey, there's these people that are doing all this, you know, the people, the groups, the NGOs or whatever, it's all put forward to overthrow the government, to you know, put us into these little communities and whatever. And there's one thing that nobody's talking about that can be used, and that's called treason. And it's in the Constitution.
And you know what? When you have prosecutors and district attorneys, and if it would go to a federal prosecutor or to a U.S. attorney, when they're not willing to prosecute those, where do we go with it? What do we do? We can't elect somebody into those positions when rural America is controlled by such a small population base here in Oregon that Western Oregon tells, there's four or five counties out of the 36 counties that tell the rest of the state what we're going to do and how we're going to do it and when we're going to do it. How do you enforce the treason when you don't have those people in those positions that are willing to stand up and say, you're right?
And one of the things, Richard, that we always have to keep dialing back into is administrative law and the Administrative Procedures Act. This is, as Ralph Winter wrote on his broadcast, is brought out time and again. This is the headless fourth branch of government. And that's not just, you know, blog chatter. That's not internet chatter. This is right out of their own documentation, you know, congressional record. And so we've got this headless branch of government that was originally established to support the work of the executive branch, and it has been so completely taken over by the legal community and by the financial community that there is no way that you can bring a charge of treason against an unelected board and council. But stay right there. I'll bring you back after the break. Richard, Glenn, and Kirk.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at oraclebroadcasting.com.
And as we slide into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, what a refreshing broadcast this has been for me, and I hope you've all enjoyed this, too. And remember, folks, it's defendruralamerica.com, defendruralamerica.com. Kirk McKenzie is working to make that the hub of this discussion, and we're going to have other guests coming in the future, and we hope you'll link to it in your websites as well. Let's go back and close out with our caller, Richard, in Oklahoma. Richard, final thoughts or comments?
From what I understand, it only takes two people to accuse somebody of treason. Then it has to go to like a court or something like that. And I'm wondering, has that ever been done, you know, recently?
I'm not aware of it ever having been even attempted successfully. Treason really in the federal Constitution, we're looking at committing war, acts of war against the people of the United States, and Congress is the one that would really be, you know, most apt to bring that charge forward, but they will not do it. They can't do it. I don't even think the Congress today is the Congress of the Constitution, quite honestly. Kirk, your thoughts on that question?
Well, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were charged with treason and actually killed for doing what they did, had to do with nuclear secrets. So it can be done. It just hasn't been done nearly enough. I agree with that. The thing I do is encourage people to use the website. There's not only Sheriff Glenn Palmer, but Sheriff John Lopie from Siskiyou County. A total of 8 sheriffs actually stood tall at our meeting. And you can watch them on there on the YouTube video. I think that's a real wake-up call. I mean, something different has happened at that meeting. We had over 50 different groups come together. I think probably about a fourth to a third of that audience was from outside of Siskiyou County coming together to help their brothers and sisters in Siskiyou County. 50 different organizations. We were connecting through email. Sheriffs are standing tall. I mean, there's something different now that's now happening. I think people need to dial into this story because I believe it's setting the pace for what we need to do and encourage people to do so. And people like Sheriff Glenn Palmer are absolutely critical to, I think, particularly in the rural areas, what we can do to get our country back.
I couldn't agree more. And before the end of the broadcast, I'll thank Richard for calling in. And let's quickly go to Drew in Dallas. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, sir. A quick question for you. Is there anything that the FedGov or that the state gov can do to oust a sheriff? I'm just trying to cover my grounds here. Is there anything in the books or administrative policy that says that they can?
Glenn, that's your area.
Absolutely. There is some administrative process that the only way that a sheriff can be disciplined is through the recall process. If the voters aren't happy with him, the only way they can a sheriff or an elected official is not subject to discipline by any governing body. They are at the top of the food chain. They are subject to recall, and that's how basically the public says you're fired. However, at the state level, if I commit some kind of an act of moral immorality or theft or a crime or something that tarnishes the office of the sheriff or being a police officer, they can decertify me through an administrative process.
So all the time, Drew, one of the things we need to remember is that however something came into existence is usually you just reverse the process and you go back. And so if the voters on a ballot have brought either some kind of a policy or brought forward, let's say, a planning commission or have elected a sheriff or a county commissioner, usually you have to go back to the ballot, as Sheriff said, and do the recall. And then the state, you know, can stand in the gap, if they will, and utilize their tools as well, whether that might be a forensic audit. If they see some kind of trouble with that, they can come back and audit a vote if they see major problems with that, and certainly they can remove a sheriff. But I'll give you a couple of more minutes here. We've got about 6 minutes, Sheriff. Ideas, maybe, or words of encouragement, perhaps, for other sheriffs or county commissioners or boards of supervisors, individuals that are out there. Yes, we want to, as individuals and as people in the several states, we definitely want to look into and read our constitutions. But what other avenues are available to the county commissioners? What can we say to them?
You know what? The oath of office hasn't been talked about very much.
Thank you.
When you stand before somebody and you raise your right hand and you take an oath, you swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of whatever state you live in. You're pledging, you're honoring, you're taking an oath to defend that, and that is representing the people. You're not representative of the government. You're representing the people have put you in power. And the people expect you, when you take that oath, that you understand the meaning of it, you understand the language in it, and then when it comes time, when the rubber meets the road, you're there for them.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, Glenn, whether or not you remember this or have ever heard it before, but at one time the oath of office was teamed up with a bond. You know, at the close of the Declaration of the for of Independence, they say that we pledge our lives, our liberties, and our fortunes. The idea of pledging a bond, putting a bond up, where you actually put your property, your wealth, your land on the line, wouldn't that serve as a real moderator for these misbehaviors?
You know what? I don't know that we need to go that far. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. It's serious and it's important. But if you don't uphold your office, let's put somebody in place that will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's required of you to take an oath. And if you fail or refuse to take an oath, it's almost like a certain individual in a certain public office at the national level or the federal level. If they don't belong there, and they have no right to be there, everything that they've done in office is null and void, and it's that way at the local level as well. If you don't take that oath, that's what empowers you to serve the people. And constitutionally, it's required of us, and you have to take the oath or a pledge to the Constitution to support and defend it against enemies, foreign and domestic, whether they're right here in our own communities or whether they're across the oceans. How simple is it? You stand there and the mouth moves, but there's no action behind it. And I'm just asking those other ones to read your oath of office, what you swore to do. You took an oath to serve the people, and it's not about me, and it's the people that have put me in power or put me in office. There's a new organization out called Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association, and this is where Sheriff Mack has become really instrumental in getting this organization started out of Texas. And I would encourage people that if you've got the resources, make a contribution to this outfit. There's more and more sheriffs every day. There's a little bit on Facebook. There's some other media sources that that you can go to and look at this. There's a website. You know, it's us. It's America. It's not another nation or another country. It's not another form of government. We have a state constitution. We have a U.S. constitution, and it's a Republican form of government. And that is so important to our existence and our survival that if we don't get elected officials in there that subscribe and swear to this, they have no business being there. We don't have any other kind of a government. It's a government of the people and by the people. And that's where we get the saying, we the people. It's not we the government empower the people, or we the government have the right and the duty and the responsibility to limit and restrict you. It's the other way around. And somehow we've got to educate people, get them to read the Constitution. If Glenn Palmer out here in hillbilly heaven can read the Constitution and make just a little bit of sense out of it, it tells you what the government can have and what the rest of it is reserved by the states. And the states are the people. And we need to get back into that and teach it in our schools and tell our kids about it. And if you homeschool, you need to teach your kids and go through the Constitution on a daily basis and tell them we're building our foundation on this, and it's not movable. We're not going to budge. And we've got to get elected officials into positions that make decisions on a daily basis at our expense and put a stop to this nonsense.
Well, one of the things that really moved me a lot in your presentation at the sheriff's panel there, where you basically just asked that we, the people, need to hold our elected officials accountable. It's a word that I cherish. It's a word that I love. We all know about responsibility, folks. But if we don't hold these people accountable for the things that they have stepped up to the plate, they became responsible when they declared their candidates and they had run, and then we elect them into office, now they have accepted that responsibility, but it's going to be up to us to hold them accountable. And accountable is like a chart. On the one side is the pluses, on the other side is the minuses. And if they don't come out with a balanced budget on that accounting, then there's a real time for a change. I want to thank you so very much for joining us this morning, Glenn.
Back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time.
Mr. Roberts, and I appreciate the people who have taken the time out of their day to listen to your program, and I appreciate Kirk for helping set this up. And
the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio.
Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water, and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly, worldwide, in discreet packaging, and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.